talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Right now, we're getting right to the front lines of history in the making, and there was a lot of it made over the 4th of July weekend. So, as always, nowhere to start. I'm going to start with this one. It has now come out, it's been disclosed, that Donald Trump, Rudy Giuliani, and Kelly Ward. Kelly Ward is the Republican chairwoman of the Arizona Republican Party. Right after November 3rd, they all called the Maricopa County election supervisors, that's Phoenix, the bastion of Democratic votes in Arizona, helped push Joe Biden over the line by about 14,000 votes. And in the weeks after November 3rd, they tried to get them, the election supervisors, to change the election results. They called up to complain. The messenger was, hey, it was only a couple of thousand votes. Okay, well, 14,000, okay. But there are millions cast. Obviously, there was something wrong. Do a recount. Just find something, anything. Find anything. If there is a paper ballot that had the check or the X mark right in the corner instead of in the middle, maybe spilling out halfway beyond the line, and it was for Biden, throw it out, 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 throw it out. This is the President of the United States, Rudy Giuliani, former mayor of New York, former presidential candidate for the Republican Party in 2012, briefly ahead in the polls, former U.S. attorney, U.S. attorney for New York, Southern District of New York, probably the most prestigious, most active, and most important U.S. attorney's office in the country. And then a nonentity named Kelly Ward, who is simply a slavish Trump devotee. You know, we've seen a lot. We've seen a lot of cries of fraud, the big lie from the Republican Party. But to have the president, Giuliani, and the state chairwoman call these people, and they stood tall. You know, it'd be very easy for someone in a fairly minor position as far as the political pecking order to just swoon when the president calls. Oh, okay, yeah, maybe you're right, maybe you're right. Remember in Pennsylvania, Trump invited two of them, one of them a state senator, to the White House, the Pennsylvania legislature, to get them to overturn the election. He called Brad Raffensperger in Georgia and said that he only needed something like 11,787 votes, something like that. And there'd be criminal consequences if Raffensperger didn't do it. And that's now subject to a U.S. attorney investigation in Atlanta. This is the president of the United States. And this is the third one that has just been disclosed, calling Arizona. The amazing thing about that election is Biden won by 7 million votes. He won by something like 36 electoral votes. But in the swing states that gave it to him, there were a couple that were close. Michigan wasn't close. Michigan was over 100,000 votes. Pennsylvania was over 70,000 votes. But Wisconsin was 20,000 votes. And Georgia and Arizona were in the teens. And if they'd gone the other way, if Wisconsin, two of them had gone the other way, it would have been tied in electoral votes. And when there's a tie in electoral votes, here was their strategy. The House of Representatives picks the president. And you might say, well, that's okay. Nancy Pelosi is the speaker. We have an 8-seat majority in the House of Representatives, so we're good. Well, no, we're not good. Because under the Constitution, each state gets one vote. And that means if there's a state with a Republican majority in their congressional delegation, For instance, they might have one or two more Republicans than Democrats in that state. Their one vote is going to go Republican. And of the 50 states, I think 29 of them are majority Republican in their congressional delegation, and only the remainder are Democratic, and it would have gone to Trump. That's how close it got. That's how close it got. And the people that stood tall were really unsung heroes. A couple of election supervisors in Arizona, a couple of people in the legislature in Pennsylvania, a Republican Secretary of State in Georgia. Here in Wisconsin, we had a member of our election commission not only vote for to install Trump, but also he stood as one of the fake electors for Trump. Remember that when it comes time to pick your electors, there's a two-step process. The election says who won the state, and they get all the electoral votes in Wisconsin. We have 10 of them, 8 members of Congress, House of Representatives, and 2 in the Senate. But they have to have identities. They have to be human beings that meet and say, I'm one of the 10 electors, and I've cast my vote so-and-so. Well, when the Democratic Party wins, they pick the 10 electors so that they're solid. There might be some state legislators in there. The governor will be heard on the issue and so forth. And when the Republicans win the election, they get to pick the electors. Well, here the Republicans presume to pick them anyway. So when Tony Evers convened the Electoral College meeting in a conference room in the Capitol, Robin Voss convened another one elsewhere over there in the Capitol. And these Republican clowns met and they picked themselves as electors. And one of them was a member of our state elections board who was supposed to vote and did vote on the issue of whether Trump nevertheless won the election. And then it went to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. There's 7 people on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. 3 of them voted to throw out the election. 3 of your Wisconsin Supreme Court justices voted to throw out the election. They voted with Trump. And 3 went the other way. Swing vote was Brian Hagedorn, a Republican who voted for Trump. But he stood tall, read the Constitution. He said, well, just because my party lost the election doesn't mean I throw out democracy, and he did the right thing. That's how close it got. And now we're beginning to see the groundwork that was laid for the big lie. We knew about Georgia. We knew about Pennsylvania. We knew that in Michigan, when it got to the state level, one Republican commissioner switched over and made it 4-2 and recognized and honored the results of the Michigan election. And remember, Biden won Michigan by over 100,000 votes. In 2016, Trump won Michigan by 10,000 votes. If ever there was a should be a cry of fraud, it's that. But we didn't do that. We didn't do that. But over 100,000 votes, they were still trying to overturn it in Michigan. And if they'd overturned it in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia, Wisconsin, Arizona, Trump would be president right now with a healthy margin. This is going on, and we're going to talk a lot. We always have talked a lot about what's going to happen in the upcoming elections, how this is going to be affected in 2022 and then 2024. But here you have Arizona added to the list, this list of infamy. We have Trump. We have Giuliani, and in this case, you have Kelly Ward, whom nobody pays any attention to, sticking her 2 cents worth in. So eternal vigilance, I'll tell you what, they're going to try this again in 2024. Remember Stalin's dictum, it does not matter who the people vote for. What matters is who counts the votes, and the Republicans are following Stalin, and they are affecting people who count the vote. And they did it by threatening them back in November and December, trying to get them to overturn it. And now they've passed voter legislation that's toxic in many of its manifestations, but the most toxic part of it is picking different people to count the vote, different people to count the vote. And the people in Georgia, The election commissioners are no longer going to count the vote, neither is the Secretary of State. It's going to be the gerrymandered, illegitimate Georgia legislature. In Texas and in Arizona, they're taking powers away, and they are criminalizing conduct of poll workers, scare them, get them to quit, so they can put in their own ninjas. They want ninjas counting the votes, cyber ninja, any kind of ninja. They want ninjas counting the votes. What do we do about it? Well, first of all, you've got to keep some control over your state. You got to keep the governorship in this state. It's very hard to flip the legislature because it's gerrymandered. We've got to have fair maps. But we're not going to come close to that if they put in a Republican governor. And if they put in a Republican governor, you're going to find that your presidential election is a beauty contest. The Arizona legislature, another illegitimate gerrymandered Republican legislature, actually put that into a bill. The Arizona presidential election is going to be nothing but a beauty contest. The Arizona legislature will say, well, that's nice. They shouldn't worry their pretty heads about it. We are going to pick whoever it is. Be careful. Be very, very careful. This is on the horizon. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.